Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Sean, Stacking That Green. And, of course, I'd like to welcome all my partner in picks via remote, via the Win the Trophy hotline. Log on to winthetrophy.com, and it'll enter the referral code STG, and you can play. You can win some. You can do some fantasy gambling. It's completely free, completely legal, and completely fun. I'd like to welcome on Ryan Kramer. Ryan, what's happening?
I'm just tying the noose right now. One more bad week, and I don't know. Might have to end it all.
Well, Ryan, we have a guest in studio. I'm back home for the holidays. You're still hanging out in your location in West Hollywood, gayest part of America.
Well, giving away location. I'm in Las Vegas, Sean, where it's legal.
Oh, you're in Las Vegas?
Yeah. No, not really.
Oh, okay. No, because what you were talking about going to, you're talking about going to Las Vegas for Christmas. No, when you wager, you're in Las Vegas.
That's right.
When you're allowed to talk about sports gambling outside of Las Vegas. We have in studio, hometown buddy, Big Z-Man on Twitter, Zach Maslany. Zach, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Little background info, Zach is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. Zach, real quick, can you sum up the Buffalo Bills season so far?
There's no words. There really isn't. It lasted longer than it usually does. I got to say that.
Yeah, Bills had off to a great start, and how many have they lost in a row now? Seven?
I don't know. Feels like a million.
Ryan, you had a tough week, you said, in your picks. Not looking great.
Well, real quick, since we're talking about legal wagering, did you see this news about Bodog, Sean?
No, I did not. What happened?
So I'm sure most people who wager at some point or another have used or know of the site Bodog. It was one of the biggest online sports books. Got shut down by the FBI. It has recently been relicensed and renamed to Bovada. If you go to Bodog.com, it actually redirects you. But it's legal now because the founder of Bodog licensed it to a member of a sovereign Indian nation.
Wow.
Our laws are so ridiculous. It's unbelievable that it's legal now just because he licensed it to a member of a sovereign Indian nation. So I think you're going to see a lot of these online sites starting to do the same model.
Jeez, how did no one think of this before?
I have no idea. It's genius.
It's win-win for these Indians. You know, everyone talks about us stealing their land. Now they're stealing us with these VIGs. I don't feel bad for what we did to the Indians.
Nope.
They're doing all right. Making money in the sports gambling world now. All right, Ryan, let's take a look at Week 15. See where we went wrong, where we went right. Starting off the week, the Thursday night action. The Atlanta Falcons at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars laying 11.5 points, and that looked pretty good all day. Atlanta, any thoughts moving forward on Jacksonville or Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty right on this one. I think, I mean, I don't know. It seems that once these bad teams win one for their new coach, they just completely mail it in. So. I don't know. Atlanta's a good home team. We knew that already, and Jacksonville's a bad team. So move on.
Good. Wait, didn't Mark Brunell throw a couple picks in that game?
Mark Brunell, well, he actually got to see some action after the Eagles shellacked the Jets. Mark Brunell came in as backup. Mark Brunell, as it turns out, the only reason he's in the league, he doesn't even really want to play anymore, but he made some horrific financial decisions, lost all his money. I guess he just like gave his money to some friends and they just set up all these horrible investments. So now he needs to play for money.
Sean, here's what I don't get is I don't understand how these people with money lose more than what they had. Like, it's not that he lost all his money. It's that he lost all his money and his incredible in crazy amounts of debt. Like, how do you extend all of your money? You're a rich guy, you're a millionaire, and then also invest on margin? It makes no sense to me. These people are retarded.
Well, it could just be a house too, or something like that. Or
I was watching Real Sports, and they were talking about how 60% of NFL players will become bankrupt, divorced, or one. There's one other thing in there, or in jail by the time they're like they're out of the league. It's crazy.
Michael Vick's already been through bankruptcy and jail before he's out of the league. He's ahead of the game.
I'm sure it's not that hard, though. I'm sure I could figure out how to totally bankrupt myself.
Figure out a way. I mean, you know, look at Michael Irvin. How does that guy still have money? He went from – he got fired from ESPN for smoking crack, and then the NFL Network just decided to hire him, and it's not a big problem. All right, speaking of the Cowboys beat the Tampa Bay Bucks 31-15, covering the 7 points there that Tampa Bay was getting. I thought Tampa Bay would be able to put up a little fight here, Ryan. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, they quit. So next year, this is what we're doing. We're making a list, starting in Week 13, of teams that have quit, and Tampa Bay is one of them. We even talked about it a little bit that was the concern that they might have quit, but
well, yeah, and I think. And it seemed like there were points when they were playing hard, but what really killed them was that Josh Freeman fumble to start off the game, because they were moving the ball with Freeman scrambling, and then that fumble, I think, just killed them.
Well, that's the thing with a team that's quit, right? As soon as something bad happens, it's just like, all right, we tried our best. That's it.
Yep, mailing it in. All right, speaking of teams that mailed it in, the Buffalo Bills lost 23-30 to the Miami Dolphins in Buffalo. I'm not sure the official spread. What was it, around 1 or 2 points, something like that?
Yeah, Miami was favored by a point and a half, I believe.
Yeah, it was pretty close to a pick 'em. Miami won by 7, but it wasn't even that close. Buffalo got a late touchdown to keep it close. But these Dolphins are fighting, and we'll get to it next week. But this Dolphins team hasn't quit. I think it sounds like – well, Sperano's already been fired. I'm not sure who the – do you even know who the interim coach is?
No, and it makes no sense, because not only that, but they've also said that, you know, this Matt Moore guy, he's not our quarterback. So it's amazing this team is playing, and it's like a whole team of outcasts here. You got Reggie Bush, who somehow has become a good running back. You got Matt Moore, who I don't see how he's not.
I think Matt Moore's good.
He's a top 16 quarterback in the league. You have to stick with him. I don't see what getting another quarterback is going to gain you.
I think he's a decent starter. He's like one of those guys that, in a good system, might have, if he has a good system, a good line, and a good, you know, a decent defense, he can take you to the playoffs, I think.
They're putting points. I mean,
yeah. I think 10 teams right now would love to have Matt Moore over their current starter, at least.
Well, you can add the Chicago Bears as one of them with Caleb Haney in as backup. The Chicago Bears got shellacked by the Seattle Seahawks, 38-14. Bears were actually favored by 3.5 in Soldier Field. I thought the defense would come up and squeeze out a victory here, but it seems like they've lost. I don't think they had any faith in Caleb Haney. And speaking of teams that quit, I mean, this Bears team looks pretty rough. But Seattle, what do you think? Can Seattle make the playoffs? They're 7-7. They're kind of hanging on here. Do you think it's crazy to think that Seattle almost has a better chance of making the playoffs than the Bears?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you kind of see the picture. It's going to be the winner of the East and then Detroit and Atlanta. But I will say, I think we have to seriously consider Jay Cutler for MVP next year after what we saw, after seeing what happened to the team once he went down. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess we did kind of underestimate what Cutler was bringing to this team and Matt Forte. I mean, that guy was, I think with Caleb Haney in there and Matt Forte, they might be able to put together some sort of offense, but with both of them out,
they lost the Chiefs at home 10-3 with Forte. So I think you just need a guy who can throw off his back foot. I mean, he really makes that line better than they are, and it's pretty crazy how bad they are without Cutler.
All right, speaking of bad, the Indianapolis Colts were very bad up until this last week, where they beat the Tennessee Titans 27-13. Yeah, Colts were actually getting 6.5 points here. I thought this was a lock. Tennessee would cover the 6.5. But, alas, I was wrong. Indy was destined, as it seems, to win one game. I have a feeling this might be their only win of the season. Orlovsky won his first game since college as an NFL starter. And Tennessee, another just kind of up-and-down team where they have moments where they look good and then moments where they look like shit. Hasselbeck threw 2 pick-sixes, which was basically, the only reason why you keep a guy like Hasselbeck in there is that he's not a crazy turnover machine and that he can make some decent throws. But now, I guess not in Indy.
Yeah, well, what really doesn't make sense is now they're saying they're sticking with Hasselbeck and they're not going to put Locker in there. It seems like, you know, their season's over. Just play Locker. But yeah, this is a great opportunity to bet against Indy now. They lost, they won their only game, or they won their one game, and now they're just going to mail it in so they get the number one pick.
All right, now speaking of teams which I would recommend betting against from here on out, the Kansas City Chiefs in a stunning upset as 14-point dogs at home beat the Green Bay Packers 19-14 outright. Green Bay showing a lot of holes in this current team. Another offensive lineman injury, Greg Jennings being out, Aaron Rodgers not looking as sharp as he was. Couple coaching errors on Green Bay. But the Chiefs won out 19-14 with Romeo Crennel. This felt like it was just kind of a stick it to Todd Haley game, just a little pride game at home. But I feel like if people are riding the KC train because of this game, I think you're kind of mistaken.
Although I will say Kansas City has two divisional games to end the season, so I think they could be up. I mean, they can still win their division, I believe.
They're in the mix. They're kind of like the Eagles. They can win the division at 8-8, but they need a little help.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Now, I was going to say, every quarterback who plays Kansas City just looks like an idiot. I know Kyle Orton did okay in that game, but he looked stupid. He looked like Joe Montana in that. Their uniforms just blow. Sorry.
I'll tell you what. I'll make a prediction too, Sean. I think assuming the sixth seed loses in the NFC, I think the winner of the 4-5 matchup goes to Green Bay and beats them. I think they're coming down. They lost two more offensive linemen. I just think people kind of figured out this offense. You see it every year. You see the team that gets hot too early. Last year, Green Bay was the team that got hot at the right time, and they seem to be coming down.
Green Bay seems to be peaking early. Well, this Cincinnati Bengals, they peaked early, kind of dipped down, and trying to hold their season together. They beat the St. Louis Rams 20-13. Spread was hanging around 7 points. I think may have closed around 6. But, yeah, they beat the Rams in St. Louis. Rams team, another team that has just quit. And if Josh McDaniels gets a head coaching job, that's insane. This offense has been atrocious. And, yes, I'm sure they have some issues, but – you have Sam Bradford. Okay, granted, he hasn't been healthy the entire time, but you have him. You have Marshall Faulk. You have who's the receiver they got from Denver? Steven Jackson. He's coming off the NFL Network. He's running for him. Then who's the receiver they have from Denver?
Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah, I mean, they have some weapons. They should be able to do something.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? Josh McDaniels is the genius who drafted Tim Tebow in the first round, Sean. So that alone garners him a head coaching job. It sounds like he's going to get hired for the Chiefs job. I mean, it sounds like it's
insane.
Yeah, so.
Okay, now a team that the St. Louis Rams beat outright somehow, the New Orleans Saints, whooped up on the Minnesota Vikings 42-20. Man, Drew Brees is lighting it up. You got to be crazy to take Drew Brees to go against Drew Brees in a dome or at home. This guy is—he's locked in, and with Darren Sproles, that really just opens up that offense.
Especially if I would keep betting on them until they get the record and they're playing inside, because it seems like he's just going to beat all of Marino's records at this point and Tom Brady's records.
Yep, to old Dan Marino, and I actually have Drew Brees in our fantasy football championship, Ryan, and I have him starting. They're playing in Atlanta next week, so I like that matchup.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry. They're playing at home. They're playing at home against the Falcons.
They were throwing the ball with like 5 minutes left or 6 minutes left in that game. It's crazy.
No, yeah, he's looking to run it up. All right, speaking of divisional matchups, the Washington Redskins beat the New York Giants outright. The Giants were favored by 7 points at home, and they ended up losing by 13. Ryan, give me some rationale for this classic New York Giants late-season collapse. It seems like it's now become a Tom Coughlin trademark. Ryan, what are they going to do to right the ship here in these last two games?
What kind of stupid question is that, Sean? Jesus Christ. Look, it's the same thing every year, right? They can't win games they should win and don't really need, and they're going to end up winning games they desperately need and probably shouldn't. I don't know. It's this Giants team. I believe they've been favored by 7 points or more twice this year, and they've lost both games outright, or three times, and they've lost all three games outright. And then they've won games. They've been touched on underdogs, and they've won those outright. So it's, I don't know, they're a confusing team. They don't really make sense. Just got to beat the Jets this week.
Well, you know who I'll be rooting for. J-E-T-S Jets. All right, the Carolina Panthers and their supposedly crummy defense beating the Houston Texans outright 28-13. Cam Newton looked pretty solid. Defense kept him in there against T.J. Yates. The Carolina Panthers were 6.5-point underdogs, won outright. What do you think, Ryan? Is Carolina going to be a playoff team next year?
You know, that's a tough division for them to come out of, but I don't see why not. I mean, it's not like they don't have the players. They lost a lot. Like, I think they've lost their top six linebackers this year at some point or another. I mean, when healthy, their defense should be solid. They just lost a lot of players this year. So I think they might be a good team to bet the over on wins next year, just because, you know, they got hit hard by the injury bug this year, and they, you know, their offense is solid. So if their defense even just becomes average, they'll be good.
Okay, the Detroit Lions went into Oakland as 1-point favorites, and that's exactly what happened, a push here. But a big win for the Lions, 28-27. Oakland had them on the ropes but couldn't put them away at home. Oh, man. We had Oakland in the Super Contest. Seemed like it was a lock. And then how do you not just focus on Calvin Johnson there?
We were watching that game, and we're like, all Detroit can do is throw bombs to Calvin Johnson. Just cover that. And what happens with, like, 45 seconds left?
He runs past two guys.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I understand that people want to make football as this complex sport, but come on. Just like they literally, that's the only way they were moving the ball all day is bombs to Calvin Johnson.
Chucking it up to Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. R.I.P. Al Davis.
Yeah, they do still have those Al stickers on the back. All right. And speaking of lost heroes, Tim Tebow goes down in flames 23-41 at home. Is the Tebow train over? I don't know. Denver was getting 6.5 points at home. It seemed like a game early on. They scored first. Denver stayed in this game for a while, but New England too much. New England offense was on fire. I don't know, Ryan. What do you think? Is Tim Tebow the starter in Denver next year?
I think Tom got the better of Tim on this Sunday. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like, I mean, honestly, I think the best thing for Bronco fans would be for him to lose the division, because if he somehow leads them to the playoffs and you know, they flirt with winning a game in the first round, I mean, which they won't. They're going to have to play Pittsburgh or Baltimore. I don't know, man. It's been fun, Ryan, but he's not
good. Tebow train? You're not on the Tebow train, Ryan?
He's fun to watch, but he's not good. I mean, come on.
I personally think his throwing motion's all messed up, but if he just got laid once or twice, it might loosen him up a little bit. He won't look so stiff out there.
That's what it is. His blue balls have went into his arm. It's paralyzed his throwing motion, really. He does not look loose in the pocket at all. Meanwhile, Tom Brady, you look at that fluid release. That comes from releasing a lot of fluids.
Oh, yeah, he's getting laid all the time.
All right. Now, my Philadelphia Eagles blowing up the New York Jets 45-19. Eagles on a roll, looking sharp 2 weeks in a row. LeSean McCoy running all over fools. Defense coming up with some key turnovers. Ryan, what do you think about this Jets team? Can you match up with them next week?
Yeah, and they're not a great – the Giants should win the game, but unless, you know, who knows, crazier shit can happen. But are you nervous that this late run by the Philly defense might let Juan Castillo keep his job?
Yes, that is a little nerve-wracking. But here's the thing. If they make the playoffs, then, yeah, fine, leave Castillo in. But if they go 8-8 and they don't make the playoffs, I say give Castillo the axe. I don't know. We'll see what Reed does. It's going to come down to him. And
we know what he's going to – that's eat a cheesesteak and then think about it.
Yeah, he's going to have to worry about defending an acid because he's going to be on an eating binge, I'm sure. All right, now the late charging Arizona Cardinals won 20-17, but that was not enough to cover the spread as Cleveland was getting 7 points. Peyton Hillis ran hard for 99 yards and a score. But this Arizona team is pretty feisty with Skelton behind the helm.
Yeah, it's great. Another team who's backup quarterback. I mean, this matchup was two teams with their backups were actually better than their starters. So
Yeah, Arizona's 5-1 with Skelton as the starter.
And it sounds like Cobb's coming back this week. So it's crazy. I don't know.
Well, no, but then I was reading. Now it seems like they're saying, oh, he's not going to play unless he's 100%, which means they're looking for an excuse to not play him. That's how I read it.
Perhaps. But you have to remember, Arizona's an awful road team. So this is the first road game in 4 weeks. So
that is true. Okay, San Diego winning big at home, 34-14 against the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, I like to think of as they're the AFC version of the Falcons, but, and especially the Flacco. He just plays awful on the road, but they're good at home.
Flacco is just amazingly bad sometimes. It boggles my mind how he.
I was surprised at the Baltimore's defense. I thought they'd be able to at least slow down San Diego, but San Diego looks on fire. They were 2.5-point dogs, won by 20 points outright.
It's crazy. This is the second or third time it's happened to Baltimore where it seems like they can't adjust. Like, if they're getting beat a certain way, they're just going to keep getting beat that way. Like, Tennessee did it to them. Even Jacksonville kind of did it to them in a way. And San Diego, I mean, it's like San Diego didn't really change what they were doing. They just flat. They were just running down the field, and their cornerbacks couldn't cover them. It was pretty crazy.
Well, maybe it's a slow Harbaugh brother over there in Baltimore, because the other one looked pretty good as the 49ers beat the Steelers 20-3. A couple of blackouts during the game. I mean, I don't know how you. It was 3-point spread. San Francisco covered that. Although, wait, was Pittsburgh favored by 3?
No, it was San Francisco by 3.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. San Francisco favored by 3, covered that. I don't know how they let Ben Roethlisberger go out there. I mean, you have two easy games after this, and Baltimore had already lost. Why not play the backup and then?
Baltimore has the tiebreaker, and now it's pretty much Baltimore's going to win the division. If I was Pittsburgh, I'd just rest Ben Roethlisberger for the next 2 weeks. You're getting the 5 seed regardless. Just take it easy and just, you know, call it a season. Rest them up for the playoffs.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, let's get to the Week 16 NFL action.
One quick thing, Sean. I can't wait to bet against San Francisco. Assuming they get the 2 seed, I can't wait till I bet against them in the second round of the playoffs against the New Orleans Saints. It's going to be awesome. San Francisco is going to probably be favored by 2.5 points in San Francisco, and Drew Brees is just going to take it to them.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to see. All right, the Indianapolis Colts Thursday night at home getting 6 points against the Houston Texans. Give me the Texans. I think that win last week was a fluke. I like the Texans, T.J. Yates, their running game. What do you say, Ron?
Yep. I mentioned it earlier. No way. Team, they played their Super Bowl. They got their win. Now they definitely don't want to screw it up for their first pick. So give me the Texans. And the great Yates, T.J. Yates, in a nice comeback.
T.J. Yates. Zach, who do you like here?
They're my dark horse for the Super Bowl this year.
That's also because you bet on them to win the AFC Championship, and you're holding on to that dream, Ryan.
Yeah, and I like them to win the Super Bowl every year.
Okay, the Kansas City Chiefs at home laying 1.5 points to the Raiders. I haven't been a huge fan of betting on the Raiders this year. I'm going to roll with the Chiefs. I know I said it was a slight fraud, obviously, beating Green Bay, but in Arrowhead, I like a -1.5. Just a divisional game. If the home team's laying less than 3, I like the home team.
Yeah, it's a big game, too. Like I said, they're still alive, and Kyle Lorton is at least competent at the quarterback position. So, yeah, I like Kansas City, and you know, as it turns out, Todd Haley, really bad NFL coach. I mean, he cut Gaither. He cut Gaither for having one false start, and he went to San Diego, and he hasn't given up a sack since. So, yeah, I don't know.
Zach, which way are you leaning here?
I got to go with the Chiefs and Joe Montana look like Kyle Orton.
He's no Stansy, but he was looking all right in there.
I really hope that he wears a white turtleneck underneath, like a real loose one, so he looks really like an idiot. That's my
favorite one. Yeah, the white Kansas City jerseys don't look sharp.
No, and the turtleneck underneath.
Okay, the Denver Broncos heading into Buffalo on Christmas Eve. Bills are getting 2.5 points at home. I think Tim Tebow will be a little distracted thinking about the spirituality of Christmas and the holiday season. Give me the Bills. I don't have any good reason. Earlier in the week, I was thinking Broncos, but just feel like the Bills are going to win one at home in a cold weather situation, and I feel like this might be the week. Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos just found out that Santa wasn't real, right? So they're going to have a letdown game here, I think.
Oh, man.
Zach?
No, I want to pick the Bills, but their defense looks like a high school defense. They can't stop anybody. And if the Broncos actually can run the ball, I don't know.
Sounds like a big week for Will
Smith. I hate
everything. Okay, the Tennessee Titans, 10 a.m. kickoff at home against the Jacksonville Jags. Jags getting 7.5 points, and I'll take the Jags here. I know what you're thinking. That sounds a little crazy, but the Jags are coming off a long week of rest. Titans aren't as sharp as we thought they were. I think that 7.5 is just enough for to get me to pick the Jags here, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this game. Tennessee, this feels like a game. Tennessee's been a better home team all year, and people saw them lay a stinker last week. I honestly thought this spread should be like 10.5. So I'm going to take Tennessee. Blaine Gabbert on the road is just awful. He's just an awful, awful quarterback.
They did underperform the spread by 21 points, Ryan, and they are getting 7.5 points. You know that's a good historical play, correct?
Did they underperform by, are you sure about that?
The Jags?
Yeah, I don't think they did. They were getting 11 points, and they lost by.
Oh, yeah, they lost by 27.
Isn't Hasselbeck's wife really hot? Is she? Or
I don't know. I haven't.
Hasselbeck. That's a Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah, that's the backup quarterback. Yeah, she's really hot, though.
How did he get a hotter wife than the other one?
I know. He's been in the league getting, like, you know, having a fused spine. Meanwhile, Tim.
As it turns out, she was a Survivor fan, but as it turns out, she's like some crazy Republican bitch. So.
Yeah, she's on the View. She also looks.
She's on the. Oh my god.
She looks smoking hot in this ab roller infomercial. If you guys are ever up late night looking for some, you know, some potential material to check out a lady, I'd recommend it. Okay, the Cincinnati Bengals at home laying 4 points against the Cards. Give me the Bengals. Cardinals on the road, as you've pointed out, Ryan, just not the same team. I mean, as Skelton's in, I'm not as high on it, but I'll roll with the Bengals right here. What do you say?
I mean, this makes me think no one watched the game last week where they barely beat the Browns at home. I mean,
right. They did not look sharp.
Cincinnati's a much better team than Cleveland. So, yeah, I like Cincinnati here big. I really thought this might be my lock, Sean.
Wow. Okay, New England Patriots at home laying. Oh, wait, sorry, Zach, what's your take on that?
No, I didn't have a take. I was just laughing at the lock. I was thinking of a big picture of some type of cool lock, maybe like a, you know, one that you had in high school or something.
Maybe like a left giant lock?
Yeah. Like a big lock. It's a huge lock, man.
It's a giant lock. Almost as giant as the spread of the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins getting 9.5 points on the road. For me, that's enough. This Dolphins team is fighting hard. They're in the mix. Reggie Bush setting records for 100 game yards in a season, or 100 yard games in a season for him. He's really having a career year. I think Matt Moore is a pretty solid quarterback, and the Dolphins historically have the Patriots number. I don't know what it is, but they always play the Patriots tough. I think 9.5 is a little too high. Patriots don't seem to need this game as much. I don't think it's a must win for the Patriots. I think the Patriots win, but I think the Dolphins make it close.
Yeah, I disagree.
Tell me why.
For one, the Patriots have a lot to play for. Now with Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Houston losing, they are that much closer to clinching the one seed. And I don't call me crazy, but I think this Denver game maybe is a bit of a jumping off point for their defense to go from horrible to just slightly bad. And it's Miami going to cold weather. Reggie Bush is a pussy in cold weather. Jake Long not playing. I think Miami's definitely going to put up points, but New England's going to put up more points. I think it might be a similar score to what we saw in Denver. So look for New England to put up around 40. Miami puts up maybe like 28. So I like New England.
Zach?
Yeah, I think I like New England in that game too. The Dolphins suck. I mean, their defense sucks. And I hate Reggie Bush.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens at home laying 13 on the Browns. Give me the Ravens here. I think the Ravens bounce back. I think they saw the weakness in Pittsburgh's loss. This is a must-win for them to keep that number two spot. So I like the Ravens here. Joe Flacco at home, I'll ride with them. I don't think the defense gets embarrassed again. I think they come up big here.
Yeah, do we know if McCoy's playing?
I don't know.
If Seneca Wallace is playing, give me the Browns. If McCoy's playing, I'll take the Ravens.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm sure it's day to day, but that was a pretty awful concussion. And Seneca Wallace looked all right. So if I was Cleveland, I would roll with him. But you never know here. Zach, what are you feeling?
Which team has more guys with dreads? I feel like the Browns have a guy who's really fast with his dreads, but do the Ravens have a guy with dreads?
Yeah, they have Torrey Smith, a wide receiver. So I think it's a push on the dreads.
I'll take the Ravens then, since they're favorite.
All right. Ravens minus 13. Oh, and the battle of the mediocre teams in the Meadowlands. The New York Jets laying 3 points to the New York Giants. Give me the Jets here. I think this Giants team is still a little rattled from that loss to the Redskins. I think they'll be able to move the ball on this Giants secondary. There's a little bit of a Giants infighting that's been going on. I think it's going to cause a distraction. Rex Ryan seems to get his team up for these kind of rivalry type game. So I think the Jets win, not huge, but I think they win in a close one. I think they're able to move the ball, and I think their defensive backfield handles the Giants receivers.
Yeah,
Ryan, what are your thoughts?
I mean, so this is a classic game that the Giants will, back against the wall. They're going to come out. They're going to play hard. Jacobs, for whatever reason, gets fired up for these random games, and he hates the Jets for some reason. I don't really understand why, but the better question is, are they saying that the Jets are just 3 points better? Because they're both kind of home. Like,
Jets are the home team, so.
No, I understand that, but it's a little strange to give a full 3 points when the teams share a stadium, and there's going to be plenty of Giants fans there.
But they're going to have all the Jets banners up, so they said that that could disorient some of the.
I was reading
a scouting report that some of the low intelligence players like Brandon Jacobs will come out and they'll be disoriented when they see Jets banners where the normal Giants banners are hung in the stadium. Could cause confusion, possible epileptic seizures. I don't know. There's a whole lot of reasons, Ryan. I don't need to explain myself.
Yeah, so the Giants are going to win this game easy. The big matchup, it's going to be – the Jets have not been very stout against the run. I think the Giants finally have a good game running the ball. And Mark Sanchez got rattled last week, got injured, hurt his shoulder a little bit. The Giants pass rush is going to devastate him. So look for a nice 31-21 win for the Giants.
Even though as much as I hate the Jets and Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez is a prima donna, I'm going to have to take the Jets in this one.
Nice. I like it. All right. Well, and this game is vital for the Green Christmas holiday because, if the Jets win, then the Eagles are still alive and they're playing at the 4:15 game, and we traditionally go to 4 o'clock mass. So there's a lot of playoff implications hanging on the line. I think the plan is to maybe still go to 4 o'clock mass and then bring cell phones into church and can stay updated. At least that's my plan. My mom really doesn't want,
Wait, you're not going to watch the Eagles game?
Well, you might have to miss the some of the first quarter.
They don't have mass any other time?
Yeah, I don't know. Wait. Well, we could go to 7 o'clock mass, but then there's a chance you'd miss the end of it. And then, I don't know, then there's 9 o'clock Christmas morning, which no one wants to go to.
Well, you guys have the NFL ticket, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, then you can get that on your phone. It works on your Android or your iPhone.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to just be chilling in there. I'm going to go in the kids' room in church and watch that. It's really a lose-lose situation for my mom because if the Giants win, then everyone's going to be depressed and no one's going to want to celebrate Christmas. If the Jets win, then we're all going to watch the game and not celebrate Christmas. So my mom really can't win here. My mom's not stoked about this Christmas Eve matchup. All right, let's take a look. The Carolina Panthers laying 7.5 against the Bucks. Riding these Panthers, man. The Bucks have given up. I feel like this 7.5 is a trick spread, Ryan. They're giving you that half point to think, oh, these Panthers can't cover a spread this big, and maybe they can't, but I think they can, Ryan. I think they can cover this spread. I like the Panthers pretty good here. 7.5. Their defense is showing up. I think they might show up a little bit more at home, and the Bucks defense is atrocious. Put it this way. I'm a little torn about who to start in our fantasy championship. I had thoughts about maybe starting Cam Newton over Drew Brees, but I think the way that Drew Brees is so actively pushing to break Dan Marino's records, I had to go with Brees.
Yeah, and the 7.5-point spread is like a big juicy worm on the hook. They're trying to get you to take the Bucks. Don't fall for it. Take the Panthers.
Well, they know 10's too high. They can't do 10.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, it makes sense. The 7.5-point spread makes so much sense because that's the only way you can even get people to even think about taking Tampa, and it's just it's a trap. So.
See, they're enticing you to take that pick.
Yep. Zach, what do you like here? Panthers, Bucks.
Yeah, I've always been accustomed to liking, you know, African-American, fast, black quarterbacks that are cocky, so I'm going to have to take the Panthers.
There you go.
Josh Freeman's just not cocky.
So he's not fast enough.
You don't like his jerry curl, or is that what's going on there?
I do like it. It is dripping. It is wet, but I don't know. I like the guys who are super cocky. Cam Newton looks like that guy. He's much faster than Josh Freeman.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers at home laying 14 points to the St. Louis Rams. I don't know. It might be tough to get this spread right now. In our Hilton contest, it's at 14. I feel like they're still going to, without Ben being clearly called out or not, it might be tough to lay action on this right now, but I don't know, Ryan. I'm taking the Rams here just because this game makes no sense, and it just seems like for whatever reason, the Rams might keep it close, and 14's too high. What are your thoughts?
I really think there's no reason for Pittsburgh to start Big Ben. I mean, it's their season's over. Just they're going to be the 5 seed. Just rest Ben Roethlisberger. This is easy. I like the Rams all day at 14.
Definitely all day. I'd start Bubby Brister and just go with the Rams.
All right. Let's see. Another dome team, the Detroit Lions, at home laying 2.5 to the San Diego Chargers. I know what you're thinking. You know why they did this, Ryan. It's the same way. Because they know Lions -3, it's a little whatever. They don't. But Chargers 2.5, they're trying to get you to, you
they're
know,
trying to get you to
people.
Take. They're trying to get the you line. To take Detroit here. Yeah.
It seems like the Chargers are the team you got to take. Phil Rivers in a dome. I mean, just after watching him in that post game, I felt pretty confident about this Chargers team. Lions have just been squeaking by, and I don't know. I don't think the Lions secondary is going to be able to match up with these San Diego and their big receivers.
I mean,
I like San Diego here getting 2.5.
We're looking at a situation where San Diego could be alive. I mean, they're going to be alive for to win the division next week. I have a feeling Buffalo beats Denver and Kansas City beats Denver.
Oh, okay.
So I just you got to take San Diego here. Like you said, moving the number off 3, classic trap to try to get people to take Detroit. I love San Diego here. I think San Diego rolls. They're playing good ball right now, and I think the main thing is their offensive line's playing so well. So if Detroit can't get after Rivers, it's going to be a long day.
Any thoughts, Zachary?
Well, I really hope that I don't care who wins, but as long as Stafford throws for a billion touchdowns and a million yards and I win my fantasy championship, then I'm cool with it.
Yeah, Zach was the guy I lost to in my other fantasy league. But it was tough because I was playing him who had LeSean McCoy, and I also had LeSean McCoy in my other league. But the league I won, there's a lot more fantasy dollars on the line, if you know what I'm saying. So I was pretty stoked about that. Okay, the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers, heading up into Seattle with a lay in 2.5 points. Another tricky spread here. I like the 49ers, actually. I know it seems like, oh, Seattle's going to play good at home, but I don't think Tavares is going to be able to play well against this 49ers defense. I think they got a little bit of their mojo back, and I like the 49ers here.
It's a short week for San Francisco. They played Monday night and then, you know, playing Saturday, but I don't know. It's hard to not take Seattle. I'm going to take Seattle for no other reason than I think we might have seen the best game San Francisco will play all year or last week. So I'm going to roll with Seattle. I think they're confident right now, and I think they keep it close. And I guess I'm hoping they win the game late by a field goal.
Yeah, I'd take Seattle in that game too. Marshawn Lynch, he's going to run all over.
Beast mode. Him and Pam Oliver, beast mode.
Yeah.
Okay, another NFC East matchup. Dallas Cowboys at home, laying only a point and a half to the Philadelphia Eagles. Give me the Dallas Cowboys all day. After all, they're America's team. They have a great leadership at their coaching position. Tony Romo is amazing in December. for all these reasons, I'm laying it on the Dallas Cowboys. Ryan?
Yeah, come on. Eagles win this game. They're rolling right now. I would not want to have to play them. I would not want to have to play. If they somehow make the playoffs, I would not want to have to play them. They're rolling right now. It makes you wonder what happened the rest of the season that they can't seem to, it took them this long to figure it out, but.
Well, they lack defensive leadership, and that's why they lost some of those fourth quarter games when they were ahead. It's easy to shit on Juan Castillo, and trust me, I have in my personal life. But in all honesty, I think more so is they lacked a Brian Dawkins or leader to kind of rally around on the player side and not allow them to give up these leads. I mean, yeah, it's easy to cite. There was the personnel issue of linebacker and the wide nine and the run and stuff like that. But a lot of it just came down to heart. And you can see that the way they're playing, I mean, they haven't changed anything. They're just playing much harder. And I think some of that comes from the players and being self-motivated. So the easy as it is to throw Juan Castillo on the bus, I think the players hold a lot of responsibility for those losses as well.
Yeah, I honestly think once they cut the OTAs down from 13 to 10 in the beginning of the season, they just didn't have enough time to get together.
I know, they say that one more time. No, you play hard, all right? It's not rocket science. You see some of these guys, like these guys fucking read the playbooks, all right? Look at these guys. You think they're astro scientists that are punching numbers and they got their slide ruler out each night? No. It doesn't take that long to get ready for the season.
Yeah, I'm sure Asante Samuel's degree from whatever college he went to is totally legit.
I mean, Larry Fitzgerald is just going back to school now to get his degree from University of Phoenix Online. So if he can, all right, so that kind of, and he looks like one of the more intelligent guys in the league. All right, so let's be honest. They don't read the playbooks. It's all bullshit. Training camp is just more programming for the NFL Network. That's really all it is. They don't need to go to training camp. Okay, another divisional matchup on Monday, December 26th. The Chicago Bears head into Green Bay, getting 13.5 points. I don't know why, Ryan, but I like the Bears here. I like that 13.5.
Can I tell you
what? Why?
I like it because they're starting someone who's not Caleb Haney, and they still have a really, really good defense. And they always seem to play Green Bay tight. That defense.
And Devin Hester in prime time. He does seem to have a knack for big returns on prime time games.
They definitely. I think the big thing is.
Oh, sorry. This is on Christmas.
This is Sunday night, yeah. And I think the big thing is just they will force Green Bay to take the short stuff over the middle. And Green Bay doesn't win like that. They go deep. They have big plays, and I think Chicago is going to continue to exploit the Green Bay Packers' downfall.
And I think those losses at offensive line, not having Greg Jennings in there, I don't know, man. Something about this Packers team feels a little fun.
I think Julius Peppers is going to have a big day.
Any thoughts, Zachary?
I'll jump on a bandwagon with you guys and take.
All right. I like it. Now, the actual Monday night matchup on the 26th, the New Orleans Saints laying 6.5 against the Atlanta Falcons. Give me the Saints. Saints need this to stay in the mix of a possible first or second seed. And like you said, Drew Brees is on fire. Falcons are a crummy road team. Darren Sproles having a big year. Saints looking sharp all around. Yeah. I don't know. Any other thoughts, Ryan?
Yeah, it's going against everything I just said, but I'm going to take Atlanta here. I think New Orleans probably wins the game, but I just have a feeling Atlanta keeps it close, and it could even be like a classic, you know, 10-point backdoor to 3-point situation, but I'm going to roll with Atlanta for no real reason.
Well, I kind of see a similar situation, but I think under 7, you got to take New Orleans here. I think Sean Payton goes through a nice tin of dip on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see this Atlanta defense being able to slow down this New Orleans offense at home. Everyone's going to be in a good festive spirit. Place is going to be rocking. I feel like once those 15 plays dry up for Matty Ice, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I can't really argue with it. I'm just going with it.
I think Drew Brees' birthmark is going to throw for 300 yards in this game.
Well, unfortunately, I can't start his birthmark at in fantasy. I'd like to take that. All right, Ryan, here's the portion of the program where you give me your lock of the week and your upset special. Oh, yeah, sorry, real quick.
Real quick, man. You forgot the Matthew Sullivan Bowl, Washington hosting Minnesota.
Oh, yes. That always happens. I always miss one there. Okay, yeah, sorry. Our good buddy Matt Sullivan. The Washington Redskins are at home, laying 6.5 points against the Minnesota Vikings. Give me the Vikings here. AP's... What's up?
This is a classic letdown game for the Redskins, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're a bad team, you get up for big games, meaning, like, you get up for... This is really a... I don't know. Maybe... Am I onto this trend, or is this just something I'm making up? But division games, underdogs, late in the year. It's of, like, teams that don't really have anything else going, but they get up big for the division games. Doesn't it kind of seem like there's a trend there?
Yeah, I mean, especially in the NFC East this year, just because there isn't really that one good team, so it seems like everyone's kind of on the same, almost the same level, where they're just beating up each other.
Yep. So yeah, I like the Vikings here, getting 6.5. I mean, this Redskins team, you know, you can give a million reasons why you're going to pick against them. The Vikings feel like they're a better team than – they only have 2 wins, and they feel like they're a little better than that. So I think maybe this is where they get another win. This Viking team feels like a 3 or 4-win team, so I think they're going to get 1 or 2 here to end out the season. And I think here's a chance for them to get one. Ryan?
Yeah.
You agree? You like the Vikes 6.5?
I think that's a good pick.
Zachariah, what are you feeling?
Know. Besides Adrian Peterson, I don't even know who the hell's on the Vikings.
That is true. You're going to go with the Redskins?
Sure.
All right. Zach likes the Redskins at home. Okay, now is the time where we give our lead pipe blocks and our upset specials. Ryan, lay them on us.
All right, so I don't know. I can't get away from this game. Cincinnati -4, like, hosting Arizona, just seems like a lock to me. But I also feel really confident about Carolina -7.5. So I'd say both of those are locks this week. You tie those two together in a parlay, can't lose.
All right. And what are you feeling for your upset special?
You know what? We just thought, well, I'll tell you what. There's a handful of 2-point spread games where I like the dog, but those aren't fun to take. So I'm going to throw Minnesota out there. I think Minnesota, give me that +230 or whatever it's sitting at right now. I think they're going to beat the Redskins outright. I think Sexy Rexy is going to throw some picks, and AP is going to run for 200.
Zach, how about you? What are you feeling? Give me your lock of the week.
I feel like my lock of the week is going to be Andy Reid, and the Eagles are going to take it, and he's going to at least mow down a couple ham sandwiches, maybe some appetizer samplers, maybe an onion, on blooming onion.
Yeah, he's gonna inherit the Madden bus. I feel like once John Madden dies of a heart attack, they're just going to drive that bus up to Andy Reid's house. It's going to be in his will. Okay, any upset specials you like here?
Yeah, I think the Rams will cover.
All right. You like the Rams getting 14 points? Okay, for my upset special, I will go with tough, Ryan. I really like that Vikings pick as well. So I'll go with the Dolphins. know it sounds crazy, 9.5, but there's something about this Dolphins team, and there's something about the way they play the Patriots. I 9.5 is a lot, but if you can get a money line on it, it might be worth. It's a gamble.
This is where you remind our listeners of the time we were in Vegas, and you and the coked up dude wearing the Tommy Bahama shirt from Miami had a feeling about Miami winning straight up. It was the debut of the Wildcat. What was that? What'd you have? 5-1, 4-1 on that game? Something crazy?
5-1, Ryan. 5-1. Yeah. It was epic. I was really hungover, and I just remember. See, this is what happens. You win these games, and it just gets burned in your brain, and you can't not pick it. But yeah, I remember. I woke up really hungover, stumbled over to the sports bet, threw a wad of cash on the Dolphins to win straight up against the Patriots. Everyone thought I was crazy because they were starting Chad Pennington at quarterback. But Sean, no, it turns out they were starting.
Not everyone thought it was crazy. Not everyone thought you were crazy. The guy, the star of Cocaine Cowboys, who was watching the game yes. with the sportsbook.
The one Miami Dolphins fan who was very excited, to say the least, at a very early hour was also behind, was also rooting us on. So yeah, that was a great moment. And while I don't think the Wildcat will save them this week, trust me when I say the Miami Dolphins, they'll give the Patriots a handful. I can't guarantee they're going to win outright, but I think at 9.5 makes things interesting. Especially for the kind of value you're going to get for one team to win one game, plus 300. Lock it up. Okay, and for my lock of the week, I like the New Orleans Saints. I feel like they're going to be able to handle the Falcons 6.5. The Falcons, I don't know, man. I'm a guy who likes to bet against the Falcons on the road. I feel pretty good about the Saints laying 6.5. All right, good times. Oh, wait, Ryan, special, make sure everyone, the listeners, make sure you go on to YouTube and fire up a runaway golf cart at Texas Stadium, and I think you'll enjoy that.
Oh, my goodness, that is unbelievable.
I just posted it on Zach's wall. They've already done a couple of remixes.
But not to ruin it, basically a
golf cart. I mean, it's pretty evident from the title, but a golf cart somehow goes out of control and plows into some people, and it's pretty hilarious. Got to be honest.
I like how the announcer guy says one got loose. Looks like a golf cart got loose, like it was caged up or something like that.
I mean, just watching it is hilarious because there's a big clump of people, and the golf cart, I don't know what happened. It was just like driving all over the place and then just almost gets locked on and just could not miss the giant group of people.
I've never seen a golf cart with that kind of horsepower. That thing was moving.
No, it was impressive. I think it de-cleated a couple guys because there was a guy's shoe in the aftermath.
That's going to be on Jacked Up next week.
Yeah, that's a prime candidate for, come on, man. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can also click the Amazon link. Help support the podcast today. You can follow me on Twitter, at Green Room Show. Zach, throw out your Twitter handle there.
At Big Z-Man 23.
At Big Z-Man 23. Ryan, you got any plugs?
Yeah. So since we spoke last, another win in the ping pong ladder. Moved up, sitting there, right there at 42nd place. So I think I'm going to start, if you guys will follow me at @KramerCentric, I'll start posting my ping pong matches so you guys can follow me closely. I'm really petitioning for a movement to a Caucasian league and a non-Caucasian league because these non-Caucasians are just too good at ping pong. It's unbelievable.
they're just tearing it up. So, yeah, hit them up at @KramerCentric.
It's crazy. What's that?
They hog the table and they won't let you get your practice reps in?
They're up there all the time. It's unbelievable. It's just like, dude, get it. You're good at ping pong.
All right. Well, for Sean Green, a Big Z man, he's...
Top Spin. That's my new nickname. Ryan Top Spin Kramer.
For Ryan Top Spin Kramer, Big Z-Man, and Sean making the money green, this has been the Sports Gambling Podcast. Let it ride.